Right. Okay, so we saw Rashi on the Mishnah of Yerushalayim base, and we saw Gemara and the Gemara, Rashi and the Gemara of Chafan from an Aleph, and we saw there's two different Mahalchim. What does it mean by Machzer? It says in the Mishnah that if it is eating mitzide harachava, you pay Mashe Zikin. You pay Mashe Zikin. You don't pay Hanah, you pay damage. So the question was, what's that mean by Mitzide Rechol? So Rav and Gemara, the Chaval Mamadar told us, it meant Mavzeres, it meant the end by turning its head. And so what if it did that? So Rashi and the Mishnah explained that type of Karen. It's an unusual way of eating the type of Karen. The Chilush, and you pay only half Nezik. Rashi and Gemara, the Chaval Mamadar, is Mashma, not like that, it's Mashma. As much as it's eating by turning its head, it's considered Rosh Hashanah. It's considered that the area is not the Rosh Hashanah anymore. It belongs now to the person who placed his fruit down, and therefore it's considered Rosh Hashanah. And then maybe you have to pay a shalem within Shem. And Shmuel argued on that. Shmuel says, even by Mazdeik, your potter, meaning it's not called a Mazdeik, and you don't have to pay Mashazika, you only pay a lot. So, what's the case? About coming to Shmuel, you would pay. What's the case of the Mishnah? The Mishnah said to the Yerchava. What's the case of the Yerchayim? Says Shmuel, he left the area and went. The animal left the area completely and went to the side. That's definitely somewhere where the animal doesn't normally go. That's definitely called Shen in Rishus HaYochid. Although it's not really Rishus HaYochid, we have to get that clear. It's not really Rishus HaNizik. It's a place where the Nizik had the right to leave its fruit, and it wasn't a place where the animals walk. That's called Shen B'Shus HaYochid, and you are Chayim as a child. That was how Rashi in the Chaf Aleph Mar learned it. And that's Malach, which all the Rishonim want to go. Right?
That strip in Smara.
Exactly.
Positive
is B'Shus HaYochid. Stay after.
Stay after.
We've redefined it, yes. That's what the Mishnah is teaching us. Tzidei Rechava is teaching us that don't make a mistake thinking it needs to be belong to him, but rather he's got a right to put it there. I mean, on the Rosh, at the beginning of the Sukh of Shen, it fits in with it, because the Rosh explained that the reason why the potter and Shizu Rabim start giving reasons why the potter and Shizu Rabim, I need to give the reasons. The potter said, the baby stay after. No, the pshat behind it. Yeah, let's just remind ourselves quickly. Rosh on its very first page, first omelet, says the reason Shen Beregel Paturim Mishus Haravim, you know why? To Ochehu, because you're potter, because it's normal. They ask, why do you need that? The mayor, why do I need it? The apostle says, the mayor is the archer. And that brings gives it his mind, he's got a pshat. So saying this is true here as well. The mayor is the archer is just really a definition to define to us. What's called Oak, right? That means an animal is walking down the street, that is Oak. If it goes off its side, that's already called Deyach. That's how you have to. The Rosh said, the Epsha Shabbat Parish Tam Apostle, Lama Patrosi Torah Vishus Rabin, why is the Torah Patrit? Answer is if you should darkly lay that Vishus Rabin. You can't expect the Biden to follow them the whole time. Okay, so I'm just saying that's probably the pshat as well. So if that person puts his fruit down and he knows that the animals walk there the whole time, and he knows that the Biden can't look after the animals the whole time, so he had to, it's a pull for putting it there. That's why the animals fought the Biden will follow. If you put the food in a place where the animals aren't meant to go, and for that, the Bayim are expected to look after the animals. They shouldn't go off onto the side. And that can be a chayv. Can be a chayv of Hashem.
Yeah, but to love, it's not so much, it doesn't have to necessarily be inaccessible, though. It doesn't have to leave that rishus, so it's still accessible. I understand.
It's right accessible, now,
but not worry about the stepping on, because it's not a place the animals are going to step on. Right. The circle is a place the animal would stretch
right. The
neck out. So turning its head, or what about just going straight ahead and still stretching its head?
According to Rav, stretching its head is already enough of a taina that the bayim should be looked after it. Meaning, if an animal's walking down the street, I can't stop it the whole time eating as it's going along. But moving its head to the right, to the left, maybe you could. Yeah, that's the it's mocking the tree.
But what if the animal's perpendicular to the area? Obviously, there's a stretch of area.
Good. Yeah, that's going to be tasted. What would be if the animal's perpendicular to it? It's tasted in awesome to carry on the crowns of us. That's a shame. Okay, very good. Where are we holding now? I think we're holding.
We start
from the beginning
of it?
We could do. So it's going on the Bechuru. What's the Bechuru? It says that if you eat, it's a Rechob, you're Mishayim Mashel Dika. Oh my God, open up there. That way you pay Mashel Dika. It's talking about a case, but it turns its head to eat. That's called Tzir Rechob. Even then, it's really enough of a reason to say you have to pay Mashel Dika. Even if it turns to Helium pot, that's still called Mishazarabi. Shmuel, here comes Kakhlo the Machai. How do you hear Chai? Mishan said to Chai. You go, the Shavkis of Rechava, the Ozla, become a Betsidi Rechava. You have to leave the plaza in order to eat it. So it left the plaza and it went and stood on the side of the Rechava, and that's where it ate. Right. Some people learn this sugya, what you just learned, the shmaitze, ba'ape nafsha. What do you mean by that? So now we've learned, we got Mishnah, and Rabbi Shmuel are coming to elaborate on the Mishnah. Some people learn this is a standalone discussion. Ape nafsha, standalone. This is my point, is Rabbi Shmuel was not based on the Mishnah, it was us. They were talking about it. Machzeris, Rav stood up once and said, Machzeris, what's the halacha by Machzeris? Rav Amar Chayeres, Shmuel Amar Ptur. Shmuel Mishalem is Mashal Dika Eich Mishkan. Kund Shmuel said, Machzeris in Poto, how do you have a case with you pay Mashal Dika?
Yeah? Where's the question?
Right, about them. They were discussing. It wasn't that we had a question that what's it mean in the Mishnah Zika? And Rav said, Ubu Machzeresman, we said, Ubu Machzeresman, that way, said the Mishnah, I'm saying, it's not just good enough, it's Mitzidir Rechava, it's also in turning your head. I'm explaining the Mishnah. No, Rav wasn't talking about the Mishnah. Then we came along to Shmuel with a diner from the Mishnah. Rav was coming along, he said, you know what, I'll offer by Machzeres, Mashiach Zikim. Shmuel said, oh, that's possible. Now we come along to Shmuel, how can you say this? The Mishnah says, not like that. Just enough minutes. The Vav base, the art at the beginning, right? Why is it Uber Matzer? Uber Matzer, the little explaining the mission. So the Shmuel, the Shalish, the Shidikah, the Shkab, the Vav, the Machaibe, you go in the shop, the Rechava, but also the Kama, the Tzidei.
Is there any deal that can be made the word the Shav Kissa and the Shav Gab?
Not that I know of. No. No, that's Rashi. Rashi.
No difference
in the meaning? No, Shavkutza is really female. But then it carries on off because it's also female. So, there you go. So, I don't know. Not Rashi. Nothing. I mean, we all do that. The Rashi last week. Fine, very good. Perhaps a new Gemara. Not new, but what we need. So, send the Gemara. Mosiv Reb Nachman by Yitzchok. Reb Nachman now has a question on Rav. There's a question on Rav. In Pesach Hanos, Mishalem es Mashenenis. He's come with a statement from somewhere. Where's the statement from? The Mishnah, very good. The Mishnah says, in Pesach Hanos, you pay Mashenenis. Now, how can an animal eat from the Pesach on the Hanos if not by turning its head either way? Right? Matki. And yet you pay Mashenenis. They had a Mishkatzlo, Pshitim HaMachzeres, must be talking about Machzeres. They call Mashenenis, and it says you pay Mashenenis. Mashenenis in, Mashenikalo, you pay that no, you don't pay the damage. The cash on Rav. So Nachman Yitzchok seems to find great support for Shmuel. Who might have law of Umafarko? So Rav Nachman asked the question, and he himself came up with the answer. The Kaiman Zolos. This shop is in the corner of, you've probably got pictures in your Gemara, the corner of the Mavid Kotzim going into the Mavid Gadol. If you see the picture, you have a narrow alleyway which leads into a big plaza. Now the animal is in the big plaza. It's walking out towards the narrow alleyway. So if it walks out, it's going to hit the side of the narrow alleyway without any difficulty. As it's walking straight, that's where it's going to go to. So there, that's a gateway. It doesn't even have to turn its head. It just pops and eats. I mean, that's why you're going to be excited.
What's the
chiddush?
The proposed, I don't see the diagram it's giant into the...
One second. What are you going to do? What's the sheet of the Yipata?
Yeah.
The difficulty, the chiddush is definitely going to be in the Teicha Chanos, as we'll see in Tesis. In the Chanos, you're going to be Potter as well, which you're going to see in Tesis. It's also chiddush. The animal doesn't have to turn its head to get into the shop either. And in the shop, it's going to be Potter. In the Pesach Chanos, it's going to be in the shop, it's going to be Chayav. In the Pesach Chanos, it's going to be Potter. Why should that be? What's the Sora Chayav?
The Pesach Chanos, that's what Shusha. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok asked the question, and then he said, "Oh, I guess it's not a question on Rav."
I can answer it with a kimta, with making a story that this is what we're talking about. Yeah, must admit when you read the Mishnah, it's not the pashtas we're talking about. Karen, it's obvious, but it's enough. It's enough not to be difficult on Rav. So Rashi. Mark was Sheetah Machzeris. See where that Rashi is?
Yes.
After halfway down the line page, first with the word line is Tzidir Hirachol. Sheetah Machzeris. They must be talking about the Machzeris. This Pesach Hanos must be Machzeris. The Pesach Hanos is Tzidir Hirachol. You'll never have a Pesach Hanos inside the flood. But no Mishkat is though. Elam Machzeris. It can only be Matzeres. Like Tony Mashenenis, he says, if you pay Mashenenis, which is not like Rav, answer is the Kaim Mechanos, the Keren Zos.
Before his answer, wouldn't he be having an issue with the Mishnah saying the same thing twice? If the Chanos, Kata Chanos, is Tzide Alekhava, then why is it saying it again?
That'd be an example. Also, it could be because it wants to tell us the din of Mitechar Achanus. The difference between on this. We spoke about in the Rechava and the side of the Rechava, and now we're talking about in the opening of the shop and in the shop itself.
Like, tell me the shop is only. I'm not see there, right?
So, not sure if it's you would have known that. Not sure. Inside the shop, says Rashi, the Kaim of Hanus for Karen's Obis, you gain model cotton, there's a small model, you have color of a model you've got it. The finish is in a model you've got it. The Kaim of Hanus for Rosh model you've got it. The Hanut is positioned at the end of the model you've got it. From Moshuch, Ksas, Rabbi, Nim. And it is somewhat jutting out into the mobi. When the behemoth is coming into this mobi from the mobi godin, the mobi godin becomes, from the mobi godin becomes, for godin appears, it will meet the pairs, miyad, echilucham, and meet the pairs straight away as it's walking. The lam mazer is he, with that, is not Machzeres, it's straight walking. Okay, so Rav Avraham had a machleket David Shmuel, nothing too dramatic, and what's called Rishus HaYochid regarding Shem, Kondurav, even if it has to turn its head, as long as it's not exactly where the animals walk, that's called Rishus HaYochid. And according to Shmuel, any area where the animal can eat as it's walking, it's going to be Rishus HaYochid. Only if it has to leave the area completely and eat over there, that's where it's going to be called Rishus HaYochid. We saw we had a question from the Chanus, question on Rav, answer is no. The case of the Pesach of the Chanus, and the Mishnah is talking about a case where the animal will not have to turn its head at all and will bump into it that way. Okay, very nice. And the next section of the law we have to run as well before we do Tosfos. And then we can start Tosfos. Ikka the Omri, another Mahala. Another Mahala in the Sugya. Machzeres, Kodei Amalek, Ligidim HaChayevet. Even Shmuel's mask can be pretend to eat. It's going to be a chayiv. You're rather kiddush. Yeah, everyone holds just the exact place where the animal walks. That's where you're going to be potter. To the right, to the left, is already on the din of Mishnah Tzayochi. What we thought was a kiddush of Rav, even Shmuel holds. What we answer the Pesach Hanus, we'll have to say that even in Shmuel. So, what is the machloek between Rav and Shmuel? Keep licking the cats and Oko in Rishusarab. When he changed and when he designated an area of his own Rishus, and he gave her over to Rishusarab. Famously, he didn't go completely to Rishusarab, he just kept it, it's really his property, he just uses it to store his, to dry out his things in the summer, but now the time of the year, he lets people walk through. So, the cats and Oko in Rishusarab. He's designated an area which is really his area, and he's pulled back his walls, and now it's the Rishus HaRabim became wider. And this is the Machlokes of Rav Shmuel. That what we said, that you're going to be chayav. That's by Machzeres. If he designated an area, part of his area designated for Rishus HaRabim, Petor is now going to be potter. Why is he going to be potter? Any guesses? That's what you would guess, right? You would guess it came on Rishus HaRabim. Came on Rishus HaRabim. The typical though, if we came on Rishus HaRabim, why is it more Rishus HaRabim than Rechav? He turns his head. Why is this more time? The street you walk straight, you have to go off some. It's not so, we have to work then. So Shmuel holds even then you're okay. I can understand that, but according to Shmuel, you go according to what the way, like we said earlier, where you walk straight, that's the Rishus HaRabim. Anything off the beaten path is Rishus HaYochid. So Mekata Mokim Rishus Rav is also off the beaten path. So should also still be Rishus Yochid. So I understand Shmuel. I understand Rav so much. Yeah, a person's got his, originally his wall was along, we go here like any, Nachal Eilon, so there's a wall going along Nachal Eilon where it demarcates the difference between my land and the main thoroughfare. I take down that wall, and now the area is much wider. The area of Rishus HaRabim now became much wider. That area still belongs to me, but I've taken down any demarcated area between. Now, theoretically, animals could just walk in. But the main thoroughfare is still going up a long way it was. The Rav says, in this case, if you took down the wall, that then you're going to be potter. If an animal would now come into my chaniya and eat there, the Baal HaShoy, the animal is not going to be chayav. It's going to be Shem in Rishus HaRabim. And Shmuel holds that even then, he's going to be chayav. It's going to have a din of Rishus HaRabim. The area is going to have a din of Rishus HaRabim, and he's not going to be chayav. It's going to be Shem in Rishus HaRabim. He's not going to be chayav. Kundurab, once he took down the wall, that chaniya now becomes part of Rishus HaRabim. It's considered Shen in Rishus HaRabim. That's how Reuven was marked it. And that's why he's potter. And Shmuel is still going to be chayv.
Why was Shmuel more machmir?
Shmuel now turned around. Shmuel became the more machmir, and Rav was the more baker. So the shatz. What Shmuel said?
Well, it's
I don't understand you at all. You're saying Shmuel, if you go down the Rechov and he turns his head this way or that way, what's it doing? He's walking down the Rechov and the animal turns it this way or that way, what's it doing? Shmuel? Well, what now? He said, now we put out the Chayavis. Put out the Chayavis. Why? Because it's not the main thoroughfare. It's in a place that's not the main thoroughfare. So maybe it's going to have a dinner. We should say, oh, okay. So as long as it, even sliding its head that way or that way, it's going to be chayav for that. Oh, you know it's in the main thoroughfare. Yeah. So now I've taken down the wall. But where's the main thoroughfare? Not through my cunning. Yeah, still stayed in the same place. It can't be any worse than a Rehoboth. Rehoboth doesn't have any walls either. Rehoboth doesn't have any walls. Right? And we say there's a place where animals walk, and that defines the Rosh Hashanah. Anything else, Rosh Hashanah. So I've taken down the walls. I made it like a wider Rechava. But then it's on the side. It should still be Chayav. Shmuel is very important. Of course, it should be Chayav. The question is, what's the sign of Rags?
It's part of the Rechava now.
It's still Tiddi Rechava. Still Tiddi Rechava. Huh?
He did marry.
No, he didn't.
He
doesn't.
I said he took down the
That's not Siddur Rechava. Case of the case of the Braisa, the Mishnah, Siddur Rechava, there's no barriers. What is it? There's a place where the animals walk, and there's a place where people leave their way. Go to Merkaz Mitzvari. You see it. There's the shops and they have their stuff out. There's a place where people walk. No, you have a big plaza, it's all one big area. You have the place where the person sells its fruit, right? By the corner there, by Pizza Mishorash.
Yeah.
It's either mice jutting out more and more into the Shazarabin, but be careful, he has an area there which is his place where he puts his wares, and there's a place where people walk past, and that's all one big area. There's no walls or anything, it's one big area. And there's a place which is demarcated for people to put their wares, and place demarcated for people to walk through. And says Shmuel, if you walk through that area, if the animal walks through that area, if it walks down the main path, it eats there, it'd be part of it. If it turns to the right or the left, turns his head to the right or the left, and eats from the sides, it would be chayav. Why? It's called Rishik Zayachim. The guy had the right to leave his fruit, and your place is down the main thoroughfare. So here I'm taking down this wall between my street, the Ayalon and my Chaniya. Very good, okay. Now the animal still thoroughfare, still up Ayalon. Now it turns into my Rishus. So of course it could be Chayav. And Siddur Rechava, I am sensual 100%. I don't understand Rav. Why should Rav say your bottom?
Saying I don't care about this.
Still Siddur Rechava. Why is it not to their fault?
It doesn't rock to that. He's saying this means not moving something. He's demonstrating. He doesn't have any miracle.
Well, okay, let me ask you a question. Have you learned the Gemara a bit further? Or is this where you got to?
You didn't even get to that.
Okay.
You just like it.
Okay, very good. Because, no, it's the Gemara, it presents an explanation for Rav Shmuel. But I actually wanted to stop it. This is where I wanted to get to. And then the Gemara now goes and explains the Svar for Rav. The Met Rav should hold them, like we said, should be chayiv. He got bottom because of old grades which we had about Boy Bishop Sarabim, what's the din of Boy Bishop Sarabim, what we learned in the fifth day, and the Mietzion will come back to that. So we'll leave that open for the time being. Why Rav holds what he said. But what we've seen is that if you have a case of Mekatze Mokre Bishop Sarabim, he made his area wider, he said the Machlekas, we're comparing it to, we say, Rav saying, That's not machzeres, and Shmuel holds it is machzeres, right? That's what we're seeing. We're going to see in the Gemara that even Rav agrees that it should be machzeres. It's just it's another reason why he's potter because he's considered the boy. But we go on widening the area is like the sukkah of machzeres. Why is it so important for us? This brings it It's one of the rayas against Rashi. So somebody bumped into that. I have to speak out what exactly is the raya, but this you see it. You see it, the Gemara said, Machzeres. Machzeres, not only Machzeres, says you're going to be chayiv. Well, also, come to Shmuel, also Machzemokim b'chayiv. Come to Rav, also become Machzemokim b'chayiv, just not because of Boyle Shurab, you're going to be positive. Okay, says Rashi, the Machzemokim, no, kul alma le'pigi. Come on, kul alma le'pigi the chayiv. It's very hard for me to tell you because I imagine that sort of that is different right now. But you're saying actually the same. It's right by the picture. Kul alma le'pigi the chayiv. If it was Marcel, Shalom, and Pig the Chayim, then Loi Hoyo, Lo, Lahazi, Roisho, and Tzidi, the Chomo. He should not have turned his head to the side. What does that mean, by the way? The owner should have looked after it, right? This time, a Russian, a Mishnah, a Russian, a Gemara. Russian, a Mishnah, why is he a Chayim? He shouldn't have done it. He did something weird. You see, Rashi again going with Maharaj Rashi. It's a shail of Shem Sarabim. They say here, walking straight down, that's called Shem Sarabim. Turning to the side, that's Loyal Arts. He shouldn't have done that. That's a shinoi. He did something weird. But Loyal Arts, he shouldn't have done that. Never got in on it. You should start yoking.
Maybe that's why
it's should
have.
No,
you should have done
it. No, that's not. I mean, what you shouldn't have done, not that it's weird. It doesn't say that it was a sugar thing to do. The captain of Mokoi, she
said, you're missing the sugar.
Rashi on the Mishnah said,
does he say that?
Mishnah?
Yeah.
It's in there. Yeah.
Yeah. But why can't we just say and answer this question and say Deen Kelly doesn't mean that it's Mishnah? Deen Kelly means he pays based on their things. Pays based on their things.
You said we started once and for all. Once and for all. There's a Torah. The Torah loyalty the name of Lefis. Okay, it's one of the little what the Torah says is not for changing. The Torah gives us four always mazikim. It has to fit into one. There's a keren, that's what we find chatzinet. And that is defined by one of two things, either it's kavanos lahadi or it's lashon. One of those two things. And then the shen and the ega, which are normal activities it does. And then you pay nezik shorim.
Okay,
there is also Bo, and there's Arach and Moshe B'Sinai called Sir. Okay, that's what we have. But what are you now presenting? Why Hatzinezer?
Why?
Good, what's this Hatzinezer? That's a pain. You don't care. That's a pain with the blood. I'm not the guy. Oh, you made up Arach and Moshe said, okay. Okay, so that's the cloud.
Right.
Okay. So that's the one and for all. If you have some basis for saying something based on the Torah, we can say it. Otherwise, it doesn't mean that. It means it's Karen. What's the Karen? It's Mashiach. Mishona, we're bringing up. Mishona is Karen. How do you know Mishona is Karen? Anyone got any rice? Mishona is Karen. If you do an activity different, that's called Karen. No, that's Kamos Hazik. If you got any rice, then if you do something not Kamos Hazik, if you do it different, that's called Karen. Yeah, Bartel the Isol. Before that, might be Shem, really. Yeah, but we said, yeah, it was there. There was a Gemara, and the first Gemara, my dog, the ex, he's shielded up to his dog, right? And even though he's doing it for his own, I know, since Mishunah, it's okay. So we have Gemara is telling us that dog, okay. Good. So we're able to do that. Now we see here, the animal did Machzeres. It says, Rav, that is like that. And that's Mishona. And you want to know what's Mishona? That's Mishona. That's Mishona. What's more, say it's not Mishona. Like this. Right? Let's go to the Rashi and the Mishnah. The Rashi and the Mark clearly doesn't go with that.
Rashi and the Mark himself says that Rav holds of Karen and Shmuel holds of Shem. This is what I'm going to try and read today. Well, sure, we had time to do it again. We read it over here. It says, Torah.
Yeah.
Since the body of the animal is situated in the main road, that's normal. To turn his head. And it's Shem. That's according to Shmuel.
What's Rav say?
But here it says, what?
What's Rav say?
I was saying that it's Karen.
That you're saying Rav is it. That, we don't have a Rav is it.
Or isn't that a question from this Rav?
In Shmuel, Shmuel's saying clearly it's called Shem and Shazer. In Rav, Rav agrees to that point, and he holds that even though it's Kulo Kaimu Rechava, and since it's eating the fruit that's in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, it's got in Rosh Hashanah Yochid.
So the machloch between them is Rav holds wherever the damage occurs and where the fruit is located, and if it stretches out the head to eat it, then you don't even need to have the tree in your head as long as it stretches the head to eat it. That's why it's having a problem perpendicular for turning its head.
How are they going to taste it?
Right. But Shmuel holds that no, it's where the animal is situated. The animal is situated in the Shusiyakin, or it's like the Shusiyakin.
It's not exactly that, like you're saying, but it's almost like that. Because we know that if it's in the Karen's office, Rav holds, you would only pay Mashenetz if only the one who will walk in the street. It's not exactly the same. If the animal has to turn its head to get to it, that's already considered off the beaten path. If it's on in line with it, that's not off the beaten path.
Mm-hmm. Turashi, focusing on saying words.
Rashi is explaining why is that considered part of Rosh Hashanah? Because it's very normal for an animal to turn its head as it's walking, and therefore it's still called Rosh Hashanah. No, he holds that Shem Rosh Hashanah, and Shmuel and Rav hold it's not Rosh Hashanah, it's Rosh Hashanah. I think the previous Rashi was Mavur Ladek. The Rashi says, the reason why it's chayim is even though it's all standing in your chava, it's chayim. What do you mean? And that's the chiddush. Even though the whole body is in Rosh Hashanah Rabin, since it's eating outside Rosh Hashanah Rabin, it's going to have a din of Rosh Hashanah Yod. That's a svar in Shem Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Not a svar in Karen. Karen is a difference where it is. Yod Rosh Hashanah Rabin is no different.
That's the major chiddush. That's the pivot point. Why doesn't
Rashi
say that explicitly?
If you want Rashi to say explicitly, Rashi says in Kulei Amalek Bigi Dachai. What do you want? They should say Rashi Sanizek.
Yeah, that's the main
pivot point. Okay. Yeah. It's actually, we look at the Rashi, but Koma B'tzidi Rechoma. The Ein Derech Shvorim L'Neches Shom, Hilkoch Lav Rishut HaRabim Don. Remember, that's the Yisrael, not that it's Rishut HaNizik, it's not Rishut HaRabim, right?
It's
Rishut HaNizik.
That's why it's Yisrael.
Right. It's not Rishut HaRabim. It doesn't have the name of Rishut HaRabim.
The main point is circling around.
Yeah, students began the first. In comments in the Chavar, she does began the first, and also here in this Rashi, he shouldn't have turned his head to the side. That's why you're going to be a chayim. Now again, consider Shani Rishuta Yom. The p'tur, according to Rashi, according to the sugya, is coming out. The p'tur of Shem Rishus HaRabim is because it's Rishus HaRabim. That's the sugya. Anything else is not Rishus HaRabim. That's very much like we saw in the Rosh, as we saw the beginning of Shiv, that you can't stop the animal from eating. It's Rishus HaRabim. As much as it's epis, not exactly, then I could have had that time. Okay, so one more Rashi. The cat's a mockery. He brought his wall into more his own property. And he built his wall there. And he left his land open for the public. And there he placed his fruit. And meaning without come on of the hazik to stand walking. Rav says you're going to be potter for some weird reason. This is, for some reason, more of a reason to be potter than machzeres. Machzeres a chayim, or shusharami. This is a shusharami. This is a shusharami. Can't be. But Rav says you're potter. And Shmuel, no, this is exactly the same. Just about machzeres, you're going to be chayim. You're also going to be chayim. Again, Shmuel, we understand very well. Rav, we don't.
Yeah, you don't have to put that.
Huh?
There's no obligation for someone to keep a fence there.
Yeah. So,
those were the
so he withdrew into his rishus. He built a wall there. What does it mean by the cats are mocking? It means there was a wall that was demarcating between him and rishus. He brought it in, and that's where he built the wall. And the area outside it, he was laying out his fares, right?
And that's
so it's Rishut, technically. Technically, it's Rishut. Yeah. Right. So we're going to see what's as far as Rav Shmuel gets, and it's coming up. It's going to be fun and games in Yetzirah when we get it. Okay, for now, we'll do this. This is Machzeres. This is Machzeres. Daf Kavale Pomadale, third Jason. This is Machzeres. Bishop Kuntras, the Daf Kavale Machzeres. Specifically, it's going to be chayim for damage if it turns its head. I'm an ochlo b'lo yichizim. If it ate without turning its head. You can see the chava bolting. For instance, the tzidur chava sign juts into shuta rabbi, like we know from Karen's always. If ochlo b'yichizim need to ate from that place, mishalem, it's mashen energy. You pay for the anoyan. Why? That place is v'derech yilucho. Full stop, period. I have an English word you want to put that. Now is a new shot. But Pirish Acher, Shel Rashi Pirish, in another explanation that Rashi gave, on the side of my Gemara, you probably got it somewhere dotted around your page. V'chein Pirish Acher. And Rashi says that in that Mishnah. But in another place, Rashi explains, V'pirish Acher, Shel Rashi Pirish, the Machzeres, Chayev, is Mishum Keren. The Machzeres is Chayev, because of Keren. The Mishuno, because it's an unusual act. The Kosher replaces the Kosher of Pirushim. This chat is very difficult. The Le'elon, we know, we learned previously, since it's normal for the animal to eat turnips, or the it's normal for it to climb up and go and eat it and eat. It's not been to turn it off and to eat, to turn its head to eat. But in Lala, it's even to go all the way out and be normal. Go all the way up and then to the Tzidur Chavah, it also be normal. So I don't know, I'm not sure. I'm saying, it's definitely normal for it to turn its head. And Shmuel says, no, that's normal. What's not normal? Going off the side and climbing up and eating there. It's also normal. It's normal for animals to climb up to eat. So I don't say, not around, not sure what I've gone to this. That's one shot. One catch on mash. Void, Mishalem is mash ezikir. The words, Mishalem is mash ezikir, mashma nezek shori. That is mashma nezek shori. Mash ezikir doesn't mean half of what damages. Right? Mashazika means Mashazika, not halfway damages. Right? Otherwise, they're Chayim Chatzin Ezek. Yeah.
It's usually used by Karen.
Yeah.
And so that it doesn't matter. It's like Russian.
Not Karen, but there's normally Nezer Tzolot. Normally Nezer Tzolot. Right? That makes sense. We added last time, it's been inferred, that it's more than that. Not just the loss of Mashmah, the whole Mishnah's Mashmah. Mishnah says, if it ends the Mishnah's Mashmah, you only pay Hanok. If it ends, then you have to pay more. We said it's not more. Mashmah is 2/3. And the Zikah is half. It's not more. That was a kasha. It's a separate kasha. But the lot of things is the loss, and if you go to the Mishnah, is Mashmah Zikah is always Nezik Shalom. If you want to say Chatzin Nezik, you'll say Chatzin Nezik. Mashmah Zikah always means Nezik Shalom.
It's interesting that Tosfos doesn't speak up in our Mishnah.
He lifts Rashi off the hook when Rashi says,
"This one
tells you speaks out." So he said, "Why is the argument? Why is the argument having to pull out?" Okay, so if you learn Rashi in the Mishnah, you don't understand anything. But why is it Shinu? Well, the Mishnah doesn't say anything. Rav, the one who tells us, yeah, but he turned his head. Oh, so now you can say, okay, I understand Shinu. You can understand something at least. I can understand what it is, but anyone who learns the Mishnah will first go to the Gemara to understand what's going on before giving an opinion. So, but there, no, one second. Now the next one. The oil. So far, two caches on Rashi. Now, here's the third one. The oil. The Mashmah Besomo, what we just learned now, the Chiyuva, the Maxer Mokim, Rishut Rabim. Somebody expands Rishut Rabim. That's like the chiyuv of machzeres. Right? If you expand the shusharabim, that's like machzeres. So this is understood. Expanding the shusharabim is not any shinur. Expanding the shusharabim means you made the shusharabim wider. And the animals that are going to be wandering inside, not a shinur, right? So, and the Gemara says, I'm talking about machzeres. Machzeres, you're going to be chayim of a wide expanding of shusharabim. You're going to be part. So, and Shmuel says no. Machzeres is going to be chayim, and also expanding of shusharabim. You're going to be chayim. That sounds very much in Shen. You're telling me machzeres is going to be chayim because of Shen. Also, expanding of shusharabim, you're going to be chayim because of Shen. If machzeres is chayim because he did a weird thing, so how you say machzeres is going to be chayim because of Karen? And expanding your shusharabim, well, that's something else. Expanding your shusharabim is a svarin shem. The animal's doing something normal. It's just got more area to walk, right? Machzeres was an area that we meant to go, and on the side, so the animal did something weird and it from the side. But what happens if I widen the shusharabim? Now the animal can walk more. That's svaras in shem. So this is much as in the Gemara later on, we see svaras of shem. And they were discussing Machzeres and equating it to this. So Machzeres must also be Shem, not weird. So three kashas on Rashi. One kash on Rashi is that it's normal for it to go, so you can't call it weird. We know it's even normal to climb barrels. Second kash on Rashi is the Loshen. Shalem is Mashe Zika, Mashmah Nezik Shalom. The third kash is that the Gemara equates Machzeres to Maximoku. The Maximokim is definitely something to do with Shen, nothing to do with Shinui. So if we equate Machzeres to that, it means Machzeres is also talking about Shen. So three kashas on Rashi. And as we know, Rashi in the Madura Basra here in Asuga accepts what Tosis says and changes chapter. Then Hilary says Tosis, the Tzidei Rechava Chashivei Chatzanim. Huh? The side of the chava is considered chatzani. Why? So kol echad yesh lo rishus laniach peyroiso keneged pesach. A person got permission to put his fruit opposite his door. Consider a chava, and it's a shusani. It's a considered shusani. When a rav. don't do that. Even in a place where it can eat simply by turning its head, it's still called Choshev Chatzah Nizik, it's still called Chatzah Nizik. The place where you can eat by turning its head, Choshev Chatzah Nizik is considered Shemira. Why did Rashi and Mishnah not learn like this? Why did Rashi and the Mishnah not learn like this? Why did Rashi talk about Shimon? We know Rashi was crazy, but we got through Kashan on Rashi. Why did Rashi learn from that Shimon?
Yes. Because there is already a Hamas being
submission. Also, both of them would be the same other because of Shimon. Yeah, that's the Sidra comment to Shimon, so Pesach Hamas also goes
to Shimon. Maybe the Pesach Hamas is talking about a person's property.
No, Pesach Hamas is not the property, that we'll see coming up. Pesach Hamas is not considered the Emesh of the Yachid. If it was considered the Emesh of the Yachid, it would be Louis Bichan and Shalom. That would have to come up. But we've got Buddha Aram all the time.
I'm saying that's the same thing what you say.
We're saying Sidra Chava, Rashi said Sidra Chava in the Mishra, Rashi said Gelov. Karen doesn't say because of Shen and Shetiyah. Anyone can guess why? Yossi's saying because he wants to say that the next case of the Mishnah, not the same. Yeah. Complicated shot, not the passage. The passage is not a simple shot without working your head too hard. Why do you actually not want to learn like he does actually in the Gemara? It's a tremendous chiddush. It's considered Chatzah Nizik. It's a big chiddush. Sidur of Chavad Rosh Hashanah doesn't belong to the Nizik at all. Why should he be considered Chatzah Nizik? Tremendous foolish. Why should he be chayiv to pay for damages from Sidur of Chavad when it's still Rosh Hashanah? It's not the main tarifim, it's still Rosh Hashanah. It says Rashi, it must be because of care. It's the only way you can explain it.
And it's not a chiddush to say that turning his head is
a chiddush. It is a chiddush, but what can we do? It's Rosh Hashanah. Must be that's a chiddush. And says, this is, I'm going to tell you another chiddush. You work out which one's a bigger chiddush. We're going to tell you another chiddush. Turning head, the body is not shimming. Right? Three couches. Tell you another chiddush. I have to come up with a chiddush. Chiddush is the latest solution. The side of a Rishus Rabin has got a din of Rishus Emes. Why? Because the person got a right to leave his food there.
All the pieces in front of his house. That's a base though.
Yeah, that's why a person has the right to leave it.
It can't be somebody else's.
Because then maybe you have a thing of a chotzah of a shud. Maybe. What else? Very good. So, Mela, that's a chiddush of Tosfos. Whatever way you go, you have to come up with a chiddush. I think you say a chiddush in what's called a shinui. At least we're keeping with the basic idea. There's something called being able to say acher. Acher, that means his rishus, and anything else, and not. Or, Tosfos Chiddush, which Rashi accepts, and now that on the side of a Chava can also be called Rosh Hashanah. Can also be called Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because the guy's got a right to leave his food there. Okay, now where we have to move for Tuesday, Yat Hashem, there's three more Tosfos in here, right? Naftea and Mepes Hanus. That's a small Tosfos, not so. And the Kaima began, it's obviously been important places, so we've done that well. And then you go on the Gemara until Yetz Hashem, until the $2.
Which is that? Costos?
The Kaima began, it's obvious, right?
The second one?
There's two small places, then. Okay. You do that when the Kaima began, it's obviously very important places. And then we have to learn the Gemara all the way through until the $2. After that, next time I don't have a couple of tasting to do it, but no, that's our
all of this until Tuesday.
Whatever you can manage until Tuesday,
according to Shmuel, it's considered not what she's allowed.
From the Shmuel, you're asking of the Shmuel, yeah. Machzeres is considered a Shmuel. I'm saying it comes to the first chapter. Yeah, I'm saying it's not just one. Yeah.
According to that, if somebody like Eros, not just test his own property, anywhere, something.
Well, that's Yossi's point. The only way you're going to be chayv for Shitzi Yochid is only if it's Shitzi Yochid of the Nizik. If you didn't have a right to leave it there because somebody else had the right to leave their stuff there, then it's not going to be
Would that be the case for that?
Would be.
Would be correct, though?
Yeah.
If the light was just left, is it straight and narrow? That anything of it?
It's got just anything. But to best, what would be if it's my parking lot? My parking lot, you park, you put your stuff there.
According to Shmuel, it's not the right, right?
No. The dinner is just a nizek, as the probably if it's a shizan, somebody else, let's say I leave my fruit in your garden, and an animal comes and eats it in your garden, you don't pay. It's not called, the guy doesn't pay. It's not called Chatzara or Shizan Nizek.
Unless you.
It's called somebody else's property.
I don't know if you're looking at that, I'm something small, that the acre is that your father and Shizara. Anything else, you're the guy. You didn't have to be one particular.
We'd have a right to that. It wouldn't be with our kids, we shouldn't say that. We saw if you have somebody else's fruit and it's just a yoghurt, somebody else should say yoghurt, and no day. But then it's yoghurt. Because the possible it has to be that the music had the right to put it in. So that's what we're saying. We should say, when an animal walks directly, the animal's going to be part of it. It's not that, because the person has the right to put his fruit on the side of the wall, so you get the animal's going to be in front. Yeah, honestly, just talking about a case. What would be if I didn't have a right to put it there because somebody else had the right to put it through right now? So then I'm going to find it. A good case to make. They would be
possible. I thought on this.
Because Shem has to be Rosh Hashanah. What's called Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah means it isn't got a right to put it.
That particular.
Not that he owns it. He's got a right to put it. So, yeah, have a good day, everyone.
Should be I thought that perhaps